With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting Congress is in a scramble this week to head off a potential federal government shutdown.
A partial government shutdown could occur this weekend if congressional and White House negotiators fail to quickly reach a deal on some key agency funding. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says that includes the Department of Homeland Security. Republicans are pushing for more money to step up border security. Immigration's a dominant issue in this election year, even if a funding agreement is reached soon. The earliest the House could vote would be on Thursday. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Supreme Court has blocked a Texas immigration enforcement law from taking effect.
An order signed by Justice Samuel Alito indefinitely prevents Texas from enforcing a sweeping state immigration enforcement law that had been set to take effect this month. The language of the order strongly suggests the court will take additional action, but it's unclear when. The Justice Department has argued the law would step on the federal government's immigration powers. Opponents have called the law the most dramatic attempt by a state to police immigration since an Arizona law more than a decade ago, portions of which were struck down by the Supreme Court. Norman Hall, Washington.
To no one's surprise, President Vladimir Putin secured another 6 years in power in a preordained election landslide that comes amidst the harshest crackdown on the opposition and free speech in Soviet times. The 3 days of balloting in which Putin faced three token contenders but none offering voters any real choice went ahead with barely any independent monitoring and were marked by a level of pressure unseen in previous elections. That left little room for protest, but some Russians still tried to defy authorities. On Wall Street, the Dow by 75 points. This is SRN News. A Virginia church initiative is helping soon-to-be-released prisoners create supportive communities where they can rebuild their lives, starting while they're still in jail.
The chapel's voluntary classes and live stream services at the Chesterfield Jail forge new bonds. Ex-inmates have recovery homes, supportive church events, help to find jobs, and more. Chapel Pastor Brandon Samuel says the changed lives convince others to join.
You walk back into the jail with six men and women that were there 5 years ago, and now they have a job, and they have an apartment, and they have 5 years of clean living, and the evidence is in their lives.
He says only new habits and community will break the cycle. Anne Marie Morgan reporting.
House lawmakers in Mississippi have approved a bill that would define sex as only binary. The bill follows the lead of Republican-controlled legislatures around the country. This is SRN News. Volkswagen's Chattanooga, Tennessee factory is likely to be the first test of the United Auto Workers bid to organize non-union plants nationwide.
The union says workers at the factory have filed paperwork with the National Labor Relations Board seeking a union representation election. They're the first to ask for a vote in the union's campaign announced last fall after the UAW won big contracts with Detroit automakers. The UAW says a supermajority of the VW plant's roughly 4,000 production workers signed cards supporting union representation. A union can seek an election run by the NLRB once a majority of workers signs on. Rich Thomason reporting.
The UAW said it would simultaneously target more than a dozen non-union auto plants, including those run by Tesla, Nissan, Mercedes-Benz, Hyundai, Kia, Toyota, Honda, and others. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.